Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. If you're thinking about buying TOL at today's price, stop for a second. We're running it through the MarketSnap valuation model, the same checklist we'd use before risking real capital. Does the math justify the price, or is the market already ahead of itself? Today we're breaking down Toll Brothers, the nation's leading builder of luxury homes. This is a comprehensive deep dive. We're talking revenue, earnings, the balance sheet, a full SWOT, and where the stock goes from here. Let's get into it. Toll Brothers is in a fascinating spot right now. They build high-end luxury homes across the U.S., and they just reported their fiscal third quarter results for the period ending July 31st, 2026. The headline? They beat their own guidance on deliveries, home sales revenue, adjusted gross margin, and earnings. But here's the catch. The housing market itself remains subdued. Elevated mortgage rates and weak consumer confidence are still hanging over the entire sector. So you've got a company executing well in a tough environment. That's the setup we're analyzing today. Let's talk about who this company actually is. Toll Brothers was founded back in 1967, headquartered in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. They're the nation's leading builder of luxury homes, operating across the United States. The company, along with its various divisions, designs, builds, and sells detached and attached homes in luxury residential communities. They also develop luxury rental apartment communities across various U.S. markets. The CEO is Carl K. Mistry, and the company employs around 4,900 people. Now, what's interesting here is the positioning. Toll Brothers doesn't compete in the entry-level market. They go after the affluent buyer, the move-up buyer, the empty nester, the second home buyer. That's a crucial distinction because that customer segment tends to be less rate sensitive than the average home buyer. They have more equity, more cash, and they're not as dependent on financing to make a purchase work. Now let's dig into the revenue picture. For fiscal 2025, Toll Brothers generated just under $11 billion in total revenue. The breakdown is telling. Home building brought in about $10.8 billion and land sales contributed roughly $125 million. So essentially, this is a pure play home builder. Geographically, the business is well diversified across the U.S. The Mountain region led the way with just under $3 billion in revenue, followed by the South at about $2.7 billion and the Pacific region at just over $2.1 billion. The North and Mid-Atlantic regions contributed roughly $1.7 billion and $1.5 billion respectively. That geographic spread matters because it reduces reliance on any single housing market. Now let's get into the quarter that just came out. In Q3 fiscal 2026, Toll Brothers reported home sales of $2.65 billion, delivering 2,662 homes. That's down from 2,959 homes a year ago. So volumes are clearly under pressure. That's the elevated mortgage rate environment doing its thing. But here's where it gets interesting. Despite lower volumes, the company beat its own guidance on essentially every metric: deliveries, home sales revenue, adjusted gross margin, and earnings. The CEO described it as a solid quarter in a challenging market. Management said the housing market remained subdued amid elevated mortgage rates and weak consumer confidence. Looking at the longer-term earnings trend, this company has been a profit machine. Fiscal 2025 net income came in at $1.35 billion, or about $13.60 per diluted share. Fiscal 2024 was even better, $1.57 billion, or $15.01 per share. And going back further, you can see the cyclicality. 2020 net income was just $447 million, then it ramped hard through the pandemic housing boom to peak in 2024. Management commentary from the earnings call reinforced the theme of resilience in a tough market. The company delivered 1,899 homes in the first quarter of fiscal 2026, and the tone has been consistently focused on strategic land management and serving affluent customer segments. The leadership team has emphasized that while the macro environment is challenging, their customer base and balance sheet position them well for the long term. The key message across recent calls is that Toll Brothers is playing offense on land acquisition when competitors are pulling back, and they're maintaining discipline on pricing and incentives. It's a classic luxury brand strategy. protect the brand, protect the margin, and be ready to accelerate when the cycle turns. Let's move to the balance sheet and financial health, because this is where Toll Brothers really shines. The company ended fiscal 2025 with $1.26 billion in cash. Total stockholders' equity came in at $8.3 billion, and total debt sits at about $6.2 billion. That gives a debt-to-equity ratio of roughly 0.32, very manageable for a home builder. The current ratio is over 3, which tells you they have plenty of liquidity to cover near-term obligations. Return on equity is around 14%, and return on invested capital is just under 10%. These are solid numbers for a cyclical business. Free cash flow generation has been consistently strong, over $1 billion in each of the last several fiscal years. That cash generation has funded both buybacks and a growing dividend. The current dividend yield is modest, around 0.7%, but it's been growing steadily. One thing to note, the quick ratio is only about 0.42, which is typical for home builders because so much of their current assets are tied up in land and work-in-progress inventory. That's not a red flag in this industry, it's just the nature of the business. Now let's get into the SWOT analysis, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats facing Toll Brothers. Starting with strengths. First, the luxury brand positioning. Toll Brothers is the premier name in luxury home building in the U.S. That brand equity allows them to command premium pricing. Second, the balance sheet. With a debt to equity under 0.4 and over $1 billion in annual free cash flow, they have serious financial flexibility. Third, geographic diversification across the U.S. reduces single market risk. And fourth, consistent profitability, even in downturns. They've been profitable every single year for the past decade, which is not true of all home builders. Now the weaknesses. The most obvious one is cyclicality. Home building is inherently tied to the housing cycle, mortgage rates, and consumer confidence. When rates spike, volumes drop. We're seeing that right now with deliveries down year over year. Second, the quick ratio is low, meaning they're reliant on inventory turnover. Third, the dividend yield is low relative to other income-generating stocks, so income investors might look elsewhere. Opportunities. The structural shortage of housing in the U.S. is a massive long-term tailwind. Demographics, particularly the millennial cohort aging into peak home-buying years, supports demand for years to come. There's also opportunity in the luxury rental apartment segment, which provides a different revenue stream. And when mortgage rates eventually moderate, there could be significant pent-up demand released. Threats. The big one is sustained high mortgage rates. That's the sword hanging over the entire sector. Economic recession would hit consumer confidence and luxury spending. Regulatory and land development costs continue to rise, and competition in the luxury segment is intensifying as other builders move upmarket. Let's look at the price action. Toll Brothers is trading around $165. The stock is up about 1.4% over the past week, but down 1.6% over the past month. Over 3 months, it's up nearly 10%. Over 6 months, it's down about 7.5%. But over the past year, it's up about 6%. And here's the big one. Over 5 years, this stock is up over 140%. So the long-term trend is clearly up, but you can see the volatility in the shorter windows. This is a cyclical stock, and it trades like one. The forward PE has compressed significantly over the past few years, from over 37 times in 2019 down to around 10 to 11 times currently. That's a massive derating, and it reflects the market's concern about the housing cycle. Now, should you be looking at this for a short-term trade? The stock has been choppy, and the macro environment is uncertain. Mortgage rates remain elevated and consumer confidence is weak. If you're a trader, you need to respect that this is a high beta cyclical. It moves fast in both directions. The recent earnings beat gave it a boost, but the market is still trying to figure out where the housing cycle goes from here. All right, here's my take on Toll Brothers. This is a high quality company in a cyclical industry, and that distinction matters a lot. Let's talk about what the valuation model says. Our Market Snap model puts fair value somewhere in the neighborhood of $150, which is actually below where the stock is trading right now. But I want to be really clear here. The model output for this name looks noisy. We've got a cyclical company with distorted historical cash flow conversion, and the model had to adjust its targets significantly to align with current market multiples. So don't hang your thesis on a precise fair value call. The same name could land somewhere around 130 or 175, depending on what assumptions you plug in for growth and discount rates. If you disagree with our inputs, you can run your own numbers on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com and see how the output shifts. Here's what I actually think about the business. Toll Brothers is one of the best-run home builders in America. They've got the strongest brand in luxury housing, a fortress balance sheet, and they've proven they can generate over $1 billion in free cash flow, even in challenging years. The management team is disciplined. They're buying land when others are scared, and they're protecting margins in a tough environment. The key risk is the macro environment. If mortgage rates stay elevated for another year or two, volumes will keep declining, and the stock will stay range-bound. But here's the thing. The market is already pricing in a lot of that pessimism at 11 times forward earnings. And when the cycle turns, and it will turn, Toll Brothers is positioned to be one of the biggest beneficiaries. What I'd watch, mortgage rates, obviously. Also watch their quarterly delivery numbers and backlog. That's the leading indicator for future revenue. And watch their land acquisition pace. If they're buying aggressively while competitors retreat, that's a bullish signal for the next upcycle. For long-term investors, this is a company you want to own at the right price. At current levels, the valuation is reasonable, but not a screaming bargain. The stock is trading slightly above our rough fair value zone, so I'd be patient and look for a better entry point or dollar cost average in over time. For traders, respect the cyclicality. This stock can move 20% in either direction based on one inflation print or Fed announcement. What do you think about TOL? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.